What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know how there's been so much talk this year about the Warriors' age?
Mm-hmm.
Who looks old? Who doesn't look old? Okay, now Steph got hurt and it's a usage injury. Jimmy Butler, is he showing signs? I heard a funny caller on Steiny and Goo talk about how Butler gets into the paint and it's just pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pass out, which is like kind of what you do when you get old because you're like, I'm not jumping over anybody anymore. Do you want to know who has a characteristic that I think, at least I'm guessing, might have something to do with fatigue throughout games and seasons? It's actually not Steph and Jimmy, it's Draymond.
Mm, please explain.
The three-pointers he hits are always in the first quarter.
Always? Oh, yeah.
He never seems to ever hit a shot in the second half. Well, that's legs.
Totally.
That's just legs. We were joking about it. The people I was watching with last night, we were talking about it. And I go, well, if Draymond's going to hit any threes, like, do it fast. Because I know damn well he's not hitting any in the second half. And then on cue, swish, swish in the first quarter.
Yep.
And no more ever again. And his misses were not just misses. They were not close. They're not. And it seems like that every game. I don't have any data in front of me, but it feels like that. The scoring Draymond needs to happen early because he's not going to be there late.
Pretty much. And I'm looking at his threes, NBA.com. You can look at any stat from any player. Swish, swish. And I'm through the next two threes. Airball, airball. Mm-hmm. The one in the corner in the second quarter was short. The one in the third quarter was the opposite of Norwood. It was wide left. And yeah, he went on to miss another one in the third, and then he missed another one in the fourth, 2 for 6 from behind the line. And I think it is legs, and, you know, hard to fault him for it. And he's shooting more threes than he normally would. And I saw him play with a certain amount of not desperation and not disinterest, but kind of a mix between the two. Like, ah, the heck with it. I got, if nobody else can do anything, and I'm looking at his last three, you're down 18 with 8:09 to go. You got about 3 minutes to either make it a game or we're going to white flag it. And so he's shooting threes because Pods, you can't hit. Kuminga, you had a quiet second half. Buddy was ordinary, which, I mean, Buddy's Buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Jimmy Butler was sick and not effective. And I don't even know who else you can look to and think you're going to score. No. In the second half, they had nothing. So you're Draymond. It's like, you know what? I got no legs. I'm not a great shooter, but I'm about all they got. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Except for they don't even have that.
They didn't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the third string came in and almost gave you the backdoor cover.
I mean, I was laughing so hard.
I was too.
I'm like, oh my God, the number is 5. Like Quentin Post for 3.
Yeah. Even like 5.5 where you could find it.
7
you know?
Feet short. Like, I don't know why the hell he pulled up. 6 seconds to go. Like, why are you shooting it from half court, Quentin?
Dub Nation. It's Quentin Post.
Hi, Quentin. All right. Let's go to Kai in the city. Hi, Kai. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I'm going to keep this quick.
All right.
So I got this chart right in front of me. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. So I got this chart in front of me. As of this morning, Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle are the number one and number eight playoff players in terms of ratings. Everyone else on this list that is either leading their series or, except for the Celtics, has two or more of such these players in of the top 20 playoff players in these playoffs currently. Everyone else who has one player, the caveat here is that Steph Curry was injured, so he's left off his list for the ratings, et cetera, but has been eliminated. So Alperen Sengun, number 18, eliminated. LeBron James, number 19, eliminated. Donovan Mitchell, number 5, only Cavs player on this list, down 3-1. The Celtics have three players. They're down 3-1, so that's the outlier. But each of these other teams that are left in the playoffs have two top 20 players. Jimmy Butler is rated at number 10. So what does that tell you? I think that goes back to what Dibs is saying, right? It's like all of those comebacks had some other guy doing something legendary. Do I think that this team can do it? Yes, because I'm not going to waver in my faith. But it's going to have to be some combined effort. It's going to have to be Draymond just being a bat out of hell, completely locked in, trying to find his offense early, as you just said. And so that's kind of all I have. But it's like, where is that coming from? And I guess that's like really the answers that we need.
Well, and I think where most people would answer that, and Kai, thank you very much.
Kai.
Most people would answer that as that's sort of the source of their frustration today, which is it feels like there's nowhere to turn. The Warriors have nowhere to turn when it comes to who can you turn to in a moment like this. And sure, there's the Kuminga part of it, and he's been largely very good in this series and deserves a ton of credit for being ready and at least giving them what he's got, even though it's led to zero wins. But all of that said, here's what I accept. In fact, someone on the YouTube chat during the break was just saying, I think it was MD Sports, I want to shout him out. He's like, hey, you know, look at the Bulls back in the Jordan days. If Jordan was out, you still had Pippen and Rodman and then Kukoc and all those things. And I responded with two things. I go, number one, you're right. It's a really good roster. But guess what that group does? If MJ gets hurt, they get beat. And secondly, that team, those years, you're not dealing with second aprons and luxury tax penalties and all of these cap figures that are now welcomed into the party. So if you want to rip Joe Lacob for not spending like $100 for every dollar on luxury, you can do that. Like, go ahead, get mad, but I'm going to look at a team that's got Steph Curry making 55, Jimmy Butler's making just short of 50, you have Draymond Green at 25, and I'm going to go, I get it. You did not have the opportunity to fill this roster out with a bunch of amazing just in case Steph Curry got hurt. It's just not realistic.
Not anymore, no. And, you know, the same depth that we all talked about in 2022, that depth is mostly still here. I know you don't have Jordan Poole, but you do have GP2, who was a big part of that championship run, and you had Kevon Looney, who had,
yes,
you know, 20 rebound games. He's still here. So some of that depth you had then is still here, but the big thing I look at is what you're relying on more is young, inexperienced, unproven players. And just one postscript to the Jordan point, I just looked at his playoff log in the 6 championship runs.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a game. He played every single game.
There you go.
And he played 47 and 29, 44, 40, 40. So different era. But Michael Jordan wasn't a guy that they had to go without in these series because the dude played.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's why when you and I had this conversation about a week and a half ago, and I got all the Captain Obvious responses for saying that if Steph or Jimmy misses time, the Warriors are dead. I used a word that I stuck in there, extended. I know,
right.
I know in the past Steph Curry has missed a couple games. Jimmy just missed a couple games in the last round, and they won. They won. So you will miss a couple games, you miss a couple games. You want to miss a series? You're going to lose that series. You're going to lose that series. That's just how I see it.
Makes it tough. And,
yeah,
you know, going back to that year that I cited before, they did have a lot more depth. And Steph was eventually able to come back and play. He wasn't at 100%. And ultimately, I do think that's what kind of led them to the demise. But you mentioned it before. That team went 73-9. So beyond Steph Curry being really, really great, and he was the league MVP, you had a lot around him to where you were a good team, obviously, historically good.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Robin in Mountain View is next up on Willie and Dibby. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's up?
I just had two things. One, I just have a gut feeling that Steph's going to play tomorrow night. And my second point is I like what you were saying about how, you know, everyone's trying their best and it's still not enough with Kuminga, Draymond, and Butler. But I just feel like all three of those guys didn't click on the same game. Like that third game, it was more Butler, but he didn't have the same on the fourth. So I think this fifth game, you know, without Curry, if all three of those guys can play well and, you know, have some of Buddy shooting, I think we can get that game.
Robin, thank you very much. It has been all but confirmed. I actually have even seen some Shams-type reports floating around. Nobody wants to be all definitive about it because the Warriors have not given their official update, which is not coming until tomorrow. So Steve Kerr's not going to give it to us tonight either.
Yeah.
But your sneaky suspicion that he's going to play tomorrow night, he's not. He's not going to play tomorrow night.
Well, think about it in terms of what we know about sports, where a player gets reevaluated on a day. It's almost never that player then plays that night. So he'll get reevaluated tomorrow, probably, in the morning at some point?
Yeah.
And usually that means, okay, he's cleared to start resuming basketball-related activity, and darn it, we might have a chance to have him on Sunday.
I also, keep in mind, it's not like the Warriors are just like, okay, tomorrow's Wednesday, let's go check on Steph.
Right.
They're looking at him every minute of every day. The reevaluation Wednesday just means that tomorrow's the day we're going to get a statement made by the team. The PR staff is going to put out a few paragraphs. I can already tell you with 90% certainty what it's going to say. Steph Curry was reevaluated with his hamstring today.
And he's
showing progress.
Yeah, making progress.
And he will be reevaluated again. Although, he'll be reevaluated again on Saturday.
Right.
If the season's still going, which it might not be.
Exactly.
11.5-point underdog tomorrow night.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, teams that are down 3-1 lose a little bit more than half of game 5, no matter where that next game is being played. And you look at Boston down 3-1 without Tatum, and they're in real trouble. And the Warriors without Steph going on the road against a Minnesota team, as I mentioned in the crossover, they're healthy. They're younger. They've had no setbacks.
Yep.
They only play 8 guys. They're healthy. And something Steiny said earlier about their record over the last 48 games, something like 34-14, just a crazy record. Since they figured out how to use Randall, they've been humming. They've been one of the best teams in basketball.
Minnesota's fantastic. This is one thing I know the way that it looks. And I mean, man, if I had a dollar for every person, I looked at it, Minnesota, not that good. They're so good. I understand they've had some bad shooting games. Give the Warriors defense.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some credit, number one. Give all of the NBA officials some credit because this is all so physical. You're watching people's shooting percentages almost all go down that because these guys are all exhausted. So this is kind of the way it looks. And sometimes it's not the most savory thing, but like this take that people arrived at after watching like two basketball games and going, I checked it. Minnesota sucks. They don't. They're so good. Their roster is as good as any roster in the NBA, I believe, 1 through 8. I really do, especially right now, late in the season, because their superstar is not just healthy, he's 23. He's 23.
And he's playing amazing. And
he wants that. Well, he wants that
I
next
think that
step.
Randall is a guy who has figured out in this offense how to cook. And defensively, you've got an elite perimeter defender in McDaniels who is – I guess somebody was saying 6'10", 6'9". Yeah. I didn't realize he was that big and long, but he defends like a guard. And then you have 4-time DPOY, and you can discard that all you want. But the man is a great interior defender, Rudy Gobert. So defensively, they have an ability. And then something else that Steiny said earlier, and he's right, all 8 of those guys, well, without Gobert, but you've got 7 guys who can absolutely shoot the 3, including your 7-foot backup big, Naz Reid.
Oh, dude.
And Dante DiVincenzo can stroke it. Yep. So they can get you in a number of different ways.
Yeah, like I sort of, and I feel like I said this before the series, Minnesota, because they did this to the Lakers, they will have at least one game, maybe two, where they just go absolutely white hot from 3, and they will beat you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And last night, for me, that was that game. The third quarter was that game. They were incredible. There's nothing the Warriors could have done about that in the third quarter last night.
Well, they could have scored on their own end and made it so instead of being down 20, you're down 10.
Maybe.
That was, to me, the frustration part of it. Because, yeah, Minnesota, what they were doing, it's like, oh, my God.
You're still probably going to lose. You're still probably going
to
lose.
But if the 17-0 run was 17-8 instead, well, now you're hanging around.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.